Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 26, 2018. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, and Commissioner Senegal had to be out, so Commissioner Hoffert, if you'll lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that please you. Forgive us what we fail. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Sit, ladies and gentlemen.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin with items under county auditor. Item A is consider and approve expenditures by the treasurer's office in accordance with the order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code. Purchase of signature plate, signature stamps, and cost for new treasurer training in amount of $2,005.59. Item B is receive file statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Correction Program for the fiscal year ending August 31st, 2018. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursements for $648,449.23 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item D is to consider and approve the fiscal year 2018 budget transfer from Rose Ridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for material for cover stone. Item E is to consider and approve fiscal year 2018 budget amendment and transfer out for capital projects for additional funding in the amount of $3 million. Item F is to consider and approve fiscal year 2018 budget amendment for general services for additional costs for workers' compensation coverage in the amount of $300,000. Item G is to consider and approve expenditures by 172nd District Judge's Office in accordance with the order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the purchase of a new robe in the amount of $300. Item H is to regular county bills, check numbers 453229 through 453426. We have a motion on both items under auditor.
Move.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Hoffert. Any discussion?
Yes, just for clarification, I'm looking on the online document on the statement of financial position. Just in the one that I talked about, those are the difference.
There was just a typo.
Typo, okay.
Patrick, on the additional cost, is that going to the present year budget of the year or what?
No, that's due to an inventory adjustment after the reduction of the stockpile. So that's last year's inventory.
And for the transfer out of those capital projects, what are the projects we have?
Yeah, some of that is what we discussed. We've been basically depleting our capital project balance, and so we needed funding. We talked about $2.5 million during budget hearings, and with the additional sales tax and some of those projects that we didn't make a final decision on, such as the two bridges, we went ahead up to $3 million. And along with the workers' comp, we spend about $800 sending over to that fund about $500, so this kind of fixes it.
And I'm glad you asked that, because Don, on those bridges, do you have that information dealing with that bridge washout that I asked you to get?
We have not received any information on that.
I think your department, you might need to get somebody over there to start checking that, because that bridge has been out since, now is a year and something. Remember I told you about the one that they showed during Harvey, up in North Carolina?
Yes, sir, and we've inspected the bridge several times.
Okay.
We cannot find any difference in the bridge today as it was prior to Harvey. The road washed out around both ends of it, but the bridge is still intact.
Lawful?
Yes, sir.
Have they brought you pictures of that?
Yes, sir. I've been out and looked at it personally. All of our crews has.
So what is the solution?
The solution is to replace the roadway on both ends of it.
Well, let's get a write-up on that in ASAP so we can start that process.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county tax assessor collector, we have one item. Consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receipt file motor vehicle registration inspection point of sale sticker interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Mint County Lewis and Auto Repair LLC. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A, it's considered possibly approved authorization for the sheriff to enter into a cooperative agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration, the purpose of which is to detail one deputy to form a DEA task force. The purpose of the task force is to disrupt illicit drug traffic, report intelligence, and conduct undercover operations that lead to successful prosecution. Item B is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Lanny Hawthorne for 33 years and 4 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well at his retirement. Item C is consider and adopt a resolution recognizing Kenneth M. Hobbs for 12 years and 1 month of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well at his retirement. And item D is to consider approving authorization for the sheriff to enter into a memorandum of understanding and partnership with the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigation, and sponsoring the East Texas High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force. The purpose of the task force is an investigative enforcement initiative dedicated to the disruption and dismantling of organizations that are involved in the movement, distribution of drugs and drug proceeds within the East Texas area. Do I have a motion on those items under the sheriff?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
The question I have is this is the norm to A, that's just the norm of task force, right? Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. We have a couple of closed sessions. Is there anything that any member of the court would bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, we have one that was, I know it's, I think it's been forwarded to Fred. It was dealing with a grant on a bill with high infant mortality rate in our county. High infant mortality rate in our county. It pointed out three zip codes in our county that basically was zip code 77642, 77705, 77703, where there were very high infant mortality rate. The national average is 5 per 1,000 live births, and we were running around 10.7 per 1,000 live births. Quite shocking, and it afforded us an opportunity with our public health department with the University of Texas San Antonio to do a 5-year grant that could possibly help the whole county, but help those areas because of that astounding number of people dying. I think they should have gotten that information to you.
Commissioner Dr. Chang, we corresponded with him. The judge's letter to support that went out, but we've got to have the MOU back. Okay. They're going to work on that.
Great. I just wanted to make sure I brought it to their attention. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we look forward to that. Anything further? Now we are going to adjourn out of Commissioner's Court and come back into closed session. And we will announce those when we get back in on certified record. So, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.